From Washington, this is VOA News. Search area to expand for missing Malaysian jet. Russia seizes more Crimean bases. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Still no sign of that missing Malaysia Airlines flight that went missing last Saturday over waters between Vietnam and Malaysia with 239 people on board. More than 150 were Chinese nationals. The head of the Malaysian Civil Aviation Authority says a search area will be enlarged today. Investigators say that oil slicks found off the coast of Vietnam are not connected to the aircraft. Marion Brown reports.
Malaysia's Department of Civil Aviation says eight nations have a combined 40 ships and 34 aircraft involved in the hunt for the plane. Several sightings of several suspicious objects were reported Saturday and Sunday, but Azrahuddin Abdul Rahman, Director General of Malaysia's Department of Civil Aviation, said Monday that nothing has been verified. Azrahuddin said the fate of the aircraft remains unknown. Marianne Brown in Hanoi.
Russia is accusing far-right activists in Ukraine and the pro-Western Kiev government of creating chaos in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine as pro-Russian forces continued seizing Ukrainian military bases in the Crimean Peninsula. A Russian Foreign Ministry statement, which singled out the far-right Ukrainian group called Right Sector, also accused Western governments of ignoring the violence. The statement came as the Ukrainian Defense Department said armed men in uniform surrounded and seized a Crimean naval base at Chernomorskoye and a military hospital in Simferopol. The chief of Crimea's election commission says he is moving ahead with preparations for next Sunday's referendum on unification with Russia, and that all registered Crimean voters are eligible to cast ballots. In Kiev, Dutch Foreign Minister Frans Timmermans called on Russia to avoid breaking international law in its treatment of Ukraine.
I strongly believe that you cannot change the borders of nations unilaterally and from the outside. And we strongly believe that Ukraine has a huge potential as a very strong partner of the European Union, but also as a strong partner of a Russia that is willing to enter into partnership with Ukraine.
Ukrainian Interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk meets Wednesday at the White House with President Obama to discuss the standoff over Crimea. Libyan officials say government forces have seized a tanker loaded with crude oil that a separatist militia was trying to export in defiance of the country's central authorities. Military and oil industry sources say the Libyan Navy had intercepted the ship as it tried to leave the eastern port of Asidra. The vessel is North Korea-flagged, but it is not clear who actually owns it. Israel displayed weapons from an intercepted ship it says are being sent from Iran to militants in the Gaza Strip. Iran denies the charge. VOA Scott Bob has more from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu displayed the arms at a news conference in the Red Sea port of Eilat. Mr. Netanyahu accused the world of standing by while the Iranian government arms Gaza militants who threaten millions of Israelis.
There are those who would prefer that we not hold this news conference here today. They feel uncomfortable that we show what is really happening inside Iran. They prefer that we continue to nurture the illusion that Iran has changed direction.
But he says the facts we are showing on this platform prove the exact opposite. Israel announced the weapons discovery last week after boarding a Panamanian-flagged ship in the Red Sea. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Taliban is warning Afghans not to participate in the upcoming presidential election and is ordering its fighters to disrupt the vote. The statement is the Taliban's first formal threat of violence against that vote. The Taliban warned Afghans they should reject completely the April 5th election to select a successor to President Hamid Karzai. North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un was elected to the country's highest legislative body with 100% of the voters in his district turning out for the election and all of them casting their ballots for him. The vote was the first in 5 years and the first under Kim Jong-un, who can now add Member of Parliament to his many other titles. Police in Nepal arrested at least 9 Tibetans as part of an increase in security for the 55th anniversary of the Tibetan uprising against Chinese rule. Authorities in Kathmandu say they detained 5 people who were staging a small demonstration outside the Chinese embassy. 4 others are taken into custody in other areas of the Nepalese capital. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More at voanews.com.